Hello, I'm Matt Campbell, and this week I'm going to resume my Look at Linux series. On a somewhat lighter note than usual, someone suggested to me a while back that I demonstrate some text-only or some text-based games that you can play under Linux. And so that's what I'm going to do. Specifically, I'm going to demonstrate a couple of the games from the BSD Games package. These are games that have been around on Unix systems for several years, and they're all text-only, and most of them are quite speech-friendly. The first one I'm going to demonstrate is more speech-friendly than the second, and this first one is called Quiz. It gives you several categories to choose from, and for the category you choose, it asks you a question, or in general, gives you something to which you have to give an answer. And there are several categories, as I said, to choose from. To start this game and get a list of the categories available, you just type quiz and press enter. Before I do that, I should probably mention how to install these games if you don't have them already. Under the Debian Linux distribution, which is what I'm using, these games are in the BSD Games package. That's BSD Games, all one word with no dashes. Under Slackware and Red Hat distributions, the package name may be slightly different, and you may have them installed already if you're using Slackware. So once you have them installed, if you want to try out the quiz game, you just type quiz and press enter. Okay. And these make the most sense if you go through the screen a line at a time. So I'm going to go to the top of the screen. And go down one line at a time.
Blank. African capital. American capital. Area code state region city.
Okay, now here's where the categories start to sound confusing. In general, the first word or phrase in a category name describes the information that the computer will give you. In this case, it's an area code. And that is followed by one or more words or phrases which describe what you have to answer. In this case, you have to give the state, region, and city. Seems rather boring to me, but anyway, let's keep going.
Arithmetic answer. Asian capital. Baby adult.
Now, I don't know what that is.
Shakespeare lines next word character.
So in that one, it gives you a line from Shakespeare. You have to give the next one, followed by the work of Shakespeare, and I guess the character that said that particular line.
Chinese here next. Individuals collective.
I don't know exactly what that one is.
Function of command.
That's related to the original ED line editor under Linux, which few people use anymore. It gives you something in Greek, and you have to give it in English.
Inca successor.
I don't know what that one is.
Latin English.
Okay, you get the idea. And what's actually happening is that these categories are being listed with the less text viewer that I've demonstrated in the past. So you can view these a screen at a time. Press the space bar to go to the next screen once you're done reading the current one. And when you're done, you can press Q to get out of less. But before we do that, I want to go to the bottom of the bottom of this file. And you do that by pressing the end key.
That's it.
I'm going to go up a few lines and we'll get some instructions on how to use the program.
Type.
Okay, here we go.
For example, fingerprints, a victim's name, and you reply with the filler. And quiz filler victim works the other way around. Type an empty line to get the correct answer. End.
Okay. So those instructions and the list of categories give you enough to get you started, I think. So I'll press Q to get out of less.
That's at my temp, dollars.
Note that under Red Hat and Slackware, you may be placed in the less flexible... you may be placed in the viewer program called More, which is actually less flexible than less. Seems backwards to me, but that's the way it goes. Now, I'm going to try this program using the Asian capitals, because at least I stand a chance of getting those right. I've forgotten most of the African capitals, and European capitals would probably be too easy in most cases. So I'm going to type... I did type the A before the L. I was just going a little too fast.
Quiz invalid categories, not at my temp. Dollars.
Oh, I forgot that capital is singular, not plural. Fortunately, I don't have to retype that command. I just press the up arrow to go up to the previous command I typed.
Quiz Asian capitals.
And I erase the S with the backspace.
Yes.
Here we go.
Cater.
I've never heard of that one. Let me press enter and... It's likely that the double talk is mispronouncing the name of the country, but nevertheless, I don't know what the capital is, so I'll press enter to get the correct answer.
Malaysia.
I think I know this one. Oh, I got it. And, again, I don't know this one. This is one of those obscure Middle Eastern countries. I'm not sure I've heard of that one either.
Phnom Penh, Australia.
I was a little confused, but... It gave me the correct answer immediately followed by the next country. And why is Australia listed in Asian capitals? Oh well, I'll type the capital name anyway.
C-A-N-T-E-R-R-A, right? Saudi Arabia.
I've forgotten. It's been too long since I've been in geography class. I'm going to deliberately type a wrong answer. Let's suppose I thought it was Baghdad. I would type... And so now I'll press enter to get the correct answer.
Re-enter key. K-N-K-A-R-K. Right. Bangladesh.
This I do know. I have a friend who's from Bangladesh.
D-H-A-K-K.
He and I are classmates in a class that I've just finished this semester in college, so I know the capital of that country.
What?
Oh, I must have misspelled it.
D-A-K-H-A, what?
Oh, well, I'll press enter to get the correct answer.
Check on the call.
And I use the speak up spell word command to review that word.
Nepal, check on. D-A-C-C-A.
Oh, whoops. Anyway, you get the idea. I could probably keep going for 10 minutes with this, maybe more. I don't know how long these quizzes are. The American Capitals quiz, which had a lot of Latin American countries, was quite long, actually. So I'm going to press Control-C to get out of this.
My temp. Dollars.
So there's the quiz game. And it's quite speech-friendly, as you can hear. The other game I'm going to demonstrate is Hangman. And it's much more visually oriented than the others tend to be. So it's not quite as speech friendly, but you can still use it if you use your screen review keys a lot while you play. Now, before you can use Hangman, you have to have a dictionary of words installed on your system so that Hangman will have some words to choose from. And under the Debian distribution, this dictionary can be found in the WEnglish package. That's the letter W followed by the word English with no dashes or anything else. And so you can install that with any of the methods that I demonstrated in earlier Look at Linux shows. And under Slackware and Red Hat, I'm sure the package name is different. And in fact, you may have it installed already if you're using a standard installation of one of those distributions. Also, before I start the game, I'm going to turn on the punctuation, mostly because that's very helpful for determining how many letters are in the word that you're trying to guess. Under version 0.10 or later of SpeakUp, to turn on all punctuation, you type this somewhat cryptic command. If you're using the ZipSpeak distribution, then you can use the SpeakUp config utility, which I demonstrated on an earlier Look at Linux, and it gives you a pretty straightforward menu interface. And by the way, BSD Games isn't included in ZipSpeak, so you'll have to install that separately. Anyway, let's start Hangman. And obviously we don't want to listen to all that, so I'm going to have SpeakUp read the current line.
Guess colon.
So it's prompting me to guess a letter, and if I go up a line, I can find out how many letters are in the word that I'm trying to figure out.
Word colon dash 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 repeated 13 times.
That's a somewhat long word. Now the first letter that I always guess is E, so that's what I'm going to enter first. Now if you type a letter and it actually exists in the word, then you'll hear it echoed at least twice. And the reason for that is that it appears at least once in the word itself, and then it appears somewhere else on the screen where there's a list of the letters that you've guessed. And I'll do some exploring around the screen once I actually get through a round of Hangman. So now I'm going to type E, and I'll have SpeakUp read the current SpeakUp read what we have with the word so far by moving the review cursor up to the line above the current line.
Word colon dash E dash 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 repeated 6 times. E dash 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 repeated 4 times.
So there's an E near the beginning and an E somewhere in the middle. Now, the other letter that I always guess is R. So I'm going to type that. And I think that guess was wrong, and so it has started to form a picture of a hanging man near the top of the screen using text characters, and of course it's also put the R in the list of letters that I've guessed so far. I can confirm what I'm thinking by having SpeakUp read the previous line once again.
Word colon dash E dash 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 repeated 6 times. E dash 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 repeated 4 times.
Yeah, and each time I press the 7 key on the keypad, before I do that, I press Enter on the keypad to move the SpeakUp review cursor back to the current line. I probably should have stated that earlier. So there is no R in this word. Another common letter that I'm going to try is the letter N. Okay, I think that one is in the word at least once.
Word colon dash E dash N dash N dash dash E dash 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 repeated 4 times.
So, there are a few N's scattered throughout the word. Next I'll try the letter I.
Aye, aye.
and I'll have speak up read the line containing the word again.
Word colon dash e dash n dash dash e dash 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 repeat it four times.
So now I'm going to have speak up spell the word. So I'm going to move the review cursor to the beginning of the line.
Space.
Go forward a couple of words.
Word colon. Dash e dash n dash dash e dash dash dash.
Now I'm going to have speak up spell the word.
Dash e dash n I n dash dash e dash 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 dash.
So we have n I n in there somewhere. The next letter I'm going to guess is the L.
L e dash dash L.
And I'll have speak up read the word again.
Word colon dash e dash n dash e dash dash l dash.
And I'll have it spell it once again.
Okay, word colon dash e dash n I n dash l e dash dash l dash.
Next letter I'm going to guess is an S. I can't really tell what the word is, but I appear to be on the right track.
S, S, S.
Well, it sounds like there are two S's in this word.
Word colon dash E dash N dash S dash.
And I'll have speak up spell that.
Space word colon dash dash E dash N I N dash L E S S L dash.
Ah, okay. I'm going to guess a Y.
Why, why?
I'm guessing the word ends in the letter Y.
Word colon dash E dash N dash Leslie.
And I'll guess the letter I.
Already guessed Tick Isaac.
I've already guessed that one. I'll try the letter A.
Yeah.
And it appears that there's at least one A in there.
Word colon dash E N dash Leslie.
I have speak up spell that.
Sick word colon dash E N I N dash L E S S L Y.
Let's hear that again.
Dash E N I N dash L E S S L Y.
I think I'm getting it now. Let me guess a G. Now, the first letter of that is pretty obvious.
And then you got it, bang. Another word question.
The word was meaninglessly. And so now I'm going to explore the screen and show you what else is here. I'm going to go to the top of the screen.
Line, 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 repeat it six times.
There we have some visual decoration.
Bar, bar. Baro, guest colon, that you'll receive.
That sounds kind of funny, doesn't it? Over towards the right side of that line on the screen, you have a list of the letters that you've already guessed. So, I'm going to move to the beginning of this line.
Space.
Go forward a couple of words.
R. O. Guess colon. That you'll receive.
And I can have speak up spell that out.
A-E-G-I-L-M-N-R-S-Y.
And you might want to go through that more slowly, a character at a time. So, that's how you can find out what you've guessed so far, if you ever want to do that.
Space.
I'll keep going down.
Bar, 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 line, line, bar, line, 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 repeat it 5 times. Bar, bar, line, 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 bar, line, 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 repeat it 9 times. Blank. Word colon meaninglessly. Guess colon. You got it, bang. Another word question.
All right, it's asking me if I want another word, and I'm going to answer N for no. And before I conclude this look at Linux, I want to show you how you can find out what else is in the BSD games package to see if there are any other games or amusements that might interest you. Personally, I think that these two are the only ones that I've found to be interesting or worth demonstrating. But you may like some others that are in this package. So to find what's in this package, we can look at the package description provided by DPKG. And to do that, you type
DPKG space dash Package colon James status colon install OP50P.
Obviously, SpeakUp doesn't pronounce BSD games. No, wait, that's not SpeakUp. That's the double talk. The double talk doesn't pronounce BSD games correctly. I'm going to go up a few lines.
Blank, one comma, random, uncomma, BC, includes these programs, colon, adventure, dot. Then the choice for decades. This is a collection of some of the text-based games and amusements that have been enjoyed for decades on Unix systems, dot. Dot, includes these programs, colon, adventure, comma, arithmetic, comma, cat, comma, backgammon, comma, badlester, comma, BCD, comma, bottle, comma, Caesar, comma, Canfield, comma, Countmail, comma, Cribbage, comma, Fish, comma, comma, Q, comma, Hangman, comma, Uncomma, Mill, comma, Monop, comma, Morse, comma, Number, comma, Pick, comma, Fantasia, comma, Pom, comma, PPT, comma, Primes, comma, Quiz, comma, Random, comma, Rain, comma, Robots, comma, Sail, comma, Snake, comma, Tetris, comma, Trek, comma, War Games, comma, Worm, comma, Worms, comma, One, comma, WTF.
Okay. Now, if you want to know a brief summary of what one of those programs is, you can do this with the what is command. And this actually applies for several different commands under Linux. So, for example, you could type
W-H-A-T-I-S space.
And let's say we want to know about the Hunt game.
So
if you were on a Unix system, say on a shell account from Shell World or some service like that, you could play this game with other people who are logged onto the same system. So that would be kind of interesting. I wonder exactly what kind of game it is. You can find that out by looking at the manual page for that game, which you can bring up with the man command. You type man, followed by the name of the command that you want to look up, and it'll give you the manual page, and you can view it with the less viewer, just like you would view another text file, as I've demonstrated in the past. So, that's it for this week. If you have any questions, suggestions, or other comments about this look at Linux, you can email me at Matt, M-A-T-T, at acbradio.org.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
Main menu.
It's time for us to log off for another week. On behalf of all of the contributors who make this show possible, I'm Jonathan Mosen. Thank you very much for listening. Join us again next week.